Finding comfort in food. Eating the right dishes can lift our spirits and swallow up stress. Well, here with more on how food affects our mood is Dr. Susan Kleiner, a nutritionist and the author of The Good Mood Diet. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Campbell.
So I'm very curious about this. Are there foods that actually have, like, happy chemicals in them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, how we feel, how we cope with stress, how we think, how clearly we think, are all directly affected by the foods that we eat.
Okay, we actually went out and asked people what foods they ate in order to make themselves happy. And let's first listen to what they had to say.
Chocolate. I eat chocolate when I'm happy.
Thai food.
When I want to feel happy, I want to eat pizza.
Okay, me too. Pizza would be my happy food, but those aren't the foods that actually make you happy, are
they?
Well,
it could be. You know, both of those are part of it, but there are foods that really directly affect our brain with certain chemicals.
And so, walk us through.
So fish is really a big happy food. It's got protein and brain omega-3 fats and vitamin D. All of those help raise our neurochemistry that makes us feel happy. Potatoes, cereals, great carbs that actually get the protein into the brain, fruits and vegetables, milk, and dairy products, all are great for raising mood. And crunchy foods like popcorn, those are fabulous for making us feel happy. The actual chewing mechanism raises serotonin levels in the brain. So combining all these together, creating wonderful combinations of fish tacos or, potatoes with chili on top even. Those are great
there
combinations.
You've got a very happy dinner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about stressed out foods or foods that you do tend to eat when you're stressed. And let's see what our guest and contributor thought.
Yep. When I'm stressed out, I eat anything salty, popcorn, things like that. A pint of chocolate, the chocolatiest chocolate ice cream I could possibly find at the moment.
I'll usually go for some kind of drink, get a scotch or something.
Okay, a drink. Yeah, that's a good solution. Now, what are the real stress busters?
Well, healthy fats, believe it or not.
Calm you down?
They are great for coping with stress. Wonderful. So avocados, nuts, seeds,
olive oil. See, that's why I crave guacamole when I'm stressed out.
Okay. Yes, a great stress buster. Peanuts, peanut butter, and then again, dairy foods are great. They help reduce stress. They help decrease anxiety and anger. And so, again, combinations, getting protein and vitamin B6, so lean beef, turkey. Make yourself a turkey sandwich.
Those are whole wheat bread.
On the whole grain breads. Right? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, our final mood here is energetic. How to be energetic, and let's listen to what our people have to say.
Energy food, I usually eat anything with sugar.
Candy bars with a lot of sugar in them.
Usually try to go a little healthier than maybe a protein shake, Gatorade.
Okay. Not, I mean, we all do it. Sugar, caffeine, any of those on par?
Well, and there were some good ones there. The fluids are really critical. So water,
keeping
of course.
Yourself hydrated.
Keeping yourself well hydrated. There's nothing more important for all of your moods is to keep yourself drinking plenty of water. But there's other things. Eggs and soy. Egg yolks and soy are phospholipids. It actually create channels to allow nutrients into the brain and toxins out. And so they are so important to have in your diet every day. And of course, everyone loves chocolate, but we can also have coffee, tea. A little bit of caffeine is not a stimulant, right? So it's a pick-me-up in the morning. It's great before exercise. You don't want too much because it can make you feel lousy
Or
too late in the day, right.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Susan Kleiner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.